other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Going live at PrisonPlanet.tv in T-minus 8 minutes. Your phone calls directly on the inner end to that segment. Got about 5 minutes left with the Bishop of Jerusalem, the Anglican Bishop. And, sir, I just have one question for you, but it's a complex issue, but I know you deal with it every day. You know, I am a Christian, and I love everybody, and I hate seeing everybody be played against each other just so arms dealers can continue their war over there. I know that the state over there is completely secular. The Zionist state does not allow Christians to proselytize over there. There's a lot of restrictions. It is an apartheid state in so many ways. But then American Christians, evangelicals, have been taught that they have to support Israel no matter what Israel does, and that anybody that isn't for the state of Israel as it is now is for the Antichrist. But my Bible, Revelations, Daniel, Ezekiel, it states that the Antichrist will show up and set up a state there and claim that he's Jesus. But then I see the Christian churches saying, we've got to have Israel be one group, and we're going to have our leader appear there. That sounds like they're going to be rooting for the Antichrist. I mean, when God said, you're not going to, when Jesus said, no stone will be unturned, and Titus came and sacked Jerusalem 70 years later, and not one stone was, left standing on top of the other. And then Israel went into bondage for not accepting the Messiah. And I mean, that's the Christian view. Whether you're secular or not, that's the view. So then if it's an abomination then for anything before God returns to be set up in Israel. So, and this wasn't set up until 200 years ago when this was financed in the United States and England to put out this false message. And of course the Rothschilds financed it. In the 3 minutes we've got left, can you speak to that?
Yeah. In my opinion, me and those who continue to support Israel in its policy, vis-a-vis the Arab Palestinians in particular, and the Arab nation at large, are causing greater harm to Jews and to the Jewish faith than what the others have done any harm to Israel or to Jews or to the Jewish faith. For people to continue to justify the killing because God ordered or God favored or God promised, in my opinion, is anything but Christian. I don't want to be very naughty and say that some Christians are Christless Christians. They care more about A rather than about B, whereas Jesus Christ said, go unto the whole world. Unto the whole world. The whole world is not only of the Jewish community. The whole world is made up of all sorts of people. And we are called to bring those people to faith in Christ, who is the Prince of Peace, and who taught us and ordered us and challenged us to reconcile those who are in conflict.
Bishop, that's my point, is that you are aware, though, that a bastardization of Christianity is being used to make the new religion the worship of Israel, and that makes way for the Antichrist.
Yeah. But much harm has been done in the name of religion. Much harm, much killing has been done in the name of religion. People have got sick of this kind of religion. And before I close, I want to take this opportunity to say that I hope that the future president of the United States, Barack Obama, will see to it that peace comes to Jerusalem on the basis of truth and justice. And I hope that tomorrow, whoever is going to lead the prayer will bring also in the prayer the pain and the suffering of the Palestinian people, yes, especially in Gaza. The world must know the truth if we mean business with peace.
Yes,
many
Bishop,
people think to,
Bishop, we're out of time. Is there a website that you'd like to give out for more information?
Thank you. Certainly. It will be great to hear Barack Obama refer to the situation in the Middle East, especially to Gaza. And I hope that our dear listeners will do all they can to help our people in Gaza by supporting them in whatever way they're able to. Those victims of the war in Gaza are equal human beings.
They are equal human beings. Bishop Ellis Al, thank you for joining us.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the new world order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or InfoWars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We are live at PrisonPlanet.tv, simulcasting the radio show over the internet at PrisonPlanet.tv with a lot of live viewers. I want to say hi to them and all the radio listeners as well. And we're going to be taking your phone calls for the entirety of this hour, because if I get into any news, I will get sidetracked and won't take a lot of your phone calls. I'm going directly to your calls right now at 1-800-259-9231. Then after I do that, I'm going to break down the psychology of Barack Obama and the media literally saying he is the one, he is the savior, he will fix everything, so they can sell the public on signing on to that bandwagon to fully abolish the Bill of Rights and Constitution and bring in carbon taxes, youth brigades, all of it. And the new bank of the United States they're talking about setting up, there will be another private central bank. Just incredible things all coming down at once right now. Normally we wouldn't see the amount of changes for the worse towards the world government in 10 years that we're seeing in a week or two. Everything is accelerated right now. Everything is hyper. It's a quickening at every level. So I'm going to be going over that and a lot of other financial news. Also, A&E has a new drama TV show where 9/11 truthers are terrorists who want to kill U.S. troops, and they're also marijuana heads. So the message is, if you smoke marijuana, you're a terrorist. If you're a 9/11 truther, you're a terrorist. I want to go over that and play a video clip from that as well. And that ties into the Violent Radicalization Act. that we see being implemented, where they're saying that they're going to go after you if you stand up and speak out and expose what they're doing. So asinine to claim that 9/11 Truth that exposes government-sponsored terror would be staging terror. There's no evidence of that, but we saw this talking point start about 2 years ago. Then we saw a small flashbang-type bombing that busted a window at the Joint Armed Forces recruiting station in Times Square. Then mainstream news simultaneously with no evidence said it's probably a 9/11 truther. We then saw Bill O'Reilly. We saw Glenn Beck. We saw all the major channels in unison say 9/11 truthers need to be arrested and, quote, tortured and taken to Guantanamo Bay and tasered. Now, that is in my film, by the way, Truth Rising. We show that. That's why that's and then New York police come up and say your cameras are guns and your backpack is a bomb. And they say, we know it's not a gun. We know it's not a bomb. We're going to frame you on camera. I mean, that is corruption when on camera they do this. So they wouldn't be doing that if 9/11 Truth wasn't such a threat and such a danger to them. So all of you out there, the millions of you spreading the word, I commend you. So that is coming up later in the show. Also, I want to get more into all over the United States, England, and Europe. The government is kicking old people out of their houses, and the very bureaucrats that kick them out of their houses and make them go to nursing homes or send them to the euthanasia centers, the government hospice facilities, I'm not saying all hospice, but the main ones, are eugenics and are euthanizing people with morphine, basically, and not feeding them. And the Wall Street Journal's even covered that. This is out of the Globe and Mail. Council official evicted elderly tenants from bungalows, then moved herself in. Then it goes on to say a bunch of them are doing this. This is the type of stuff that we're dealing with here. This disgusting piece of human detritus right here on PrisonPlanet.tv. We're showing you a photo of her on the front page of the newspaper there. Also, gender-bending chemicals in our rivers grow more potent. This is a real environmental crisis, but Barack Obama isn't going to do anything about that. They're not going to do anything about that in England either. This is, again, about taxing the carbon cycle of life itself to regulate all human activity to micromanage our lives. So I'm going to go ahead now, and I am going to go to your phone calls. Oh, I just got hot news in from Kurt Nemo. This is absolutely incredible. Barack Obama has told you he's going to do a lot of things that are unpopular as soon as he gets in the first 100 days. Probably was right 6 months ago that it was going to be, even before he got elected, a blitzkrieg when he first came in. That's why the media is hyping him up, building him up as the savior now, so that everybody will sign on and go along with it. Oh, my gosh. Kurt Nemo's got a story here. House considers repealing 22nd Amendment at Obama's request, and that would allow, of course, a foreigner to be president, and so many other things. So we're going to be going over all of that today. There's a bunch of new anti-Second Amendment bills being introduced in the House. I mean, they're coming, folks. It's on. It's on. Barack Obama, when he was a state senator and a federal senator, called for total gun bans and even wrote the bills with hand notes on them and has said he believes it's reasonable what Chicago and D.C. have, which is a total gun ban of the people, a monopoly of force by the state. So, I mean, I'm being hit from all sides here. So much is happening. Let's go to your phone calls as promised here. Let me pull up my caller screen here. Let's go ahead and go back, because he was waiting last hour and he had a question. I had to cut him off as the guest came up. Joe in the UK, then Mordecai, Mark, Mr. X, Stan, and others. Okay, Joe in the UK, go ahead and ask your question again.
Yeah, please. Basically, as I was saying, in view of the Illuminati and the New World Order, I believe their goal, ultimately, because the Illuminati, as I understand it, are based on satanic and occult rituals and part of that whole affair, is that I believe they're making preparations, as is most of the most Christian and Muslim religions, to basically await the Antichrist, and the seat's already been built. Now, as I read on the web, I mean, basically in Muslim religion, which are very similar in Revelation, it's called Qiyamah in the Quran, the Antichrist is called Dajjal, and ironically, in the Quran, it tells that he has one eye. That's why we see all these buildings with one eye, with the eye of Horus.
And that's why he was had a degree in occult mythology was a top scholar. J.R.R. Tolkien, you know, the evil god they worship has the one single burning eye and lives at the top of a pyramid-shaped mountain. Exactly. They throw these archetypal images in our face.
It appears, and I've only just got into this, it appears the occult get their strength through symbolism. Well, I mean, it seems to be everywhere when you really look at it. And
Yes, they have a cover of Newsweek.
Sacrifice.
They have a cover of Newsweek just covered with like subgenius type Illuminati symbolism about how Obama is the supreme leader being energized worldwide, and there's all this Kabbalic symbolism.
Yes.
If you know about the Kabbalah, and I'm for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I'm holding up the new global elite cover from Newsweek a few weeks ago. We're going to zoom in even more on all these occult symbols. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, so basically, again, Islam and Christianity are very much similar in terms of Qiyamah and Revelation. What our Quran says is like we revere the Prophet Jesus because it's symbolic of the day and date. He actually comes back. We call him Isa in the Quran, and he destroys the Antichrist. Now, what I believe is that basically the whole purpose of Illuminati and world order for centuries has been planning to basically facilitate the return of the Antichrist. And the Quran says...
The United Nations admits that they are bringing in a world religious leader, and that if you don't, you can have whatever religion you want, but you've got to worship this one leader and his image, which is broadcast for the whole world to see, television, and if you don't, you are killed.
What I'm saying is there's method in their madness. You know what I mean? It's not just for the power for its own sake. And I believe all this is... systematic from the First World War, Second World War. It's to create the state of Israel, so they have the power over that. The Quran and the Bible both says the Antichrist will appear between Syria and Iraq, effectively Palestine. Yeah. So I believe this agenda, this occult satanic agenda, is close to it. The Quran says, basically Istanbul will fall and become Constantinople in 2015. Turkey joins NATO. Yeah.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Great points. I'm going to move on to other callers. Everybody has time. But I want to say this. From a secular position, every time I bring up Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones, our supposed Christian conservative leaders involved in all these rituals, people say, oh, you're just a Christian. I don't believe in all that. Well, when the Hillside Strangler goes out and strangles women and carves a pentagram in his hand and says, you know, Hail Satan, and makes the Diablo sign in court, that, you know, they don't say to the judge, let's let him go. We don't believe in Satanism. We say this guy's a psychopathic killer, and he's a Satanist. But again, there's this disconnect with the yuppies and the humanist and the atheist. They say, well, I don't believe in all of that. Well, I mean, the world leaders do believe it, even if you don't believe it, even if you think it's all made up. They believe they're creating this world Christ. They believe they're bringing in this world government with the computers, tracking everything you do, and thumb scanning and face scanning and national ID cards to buy and sell. In fact, go to YouTube and Google Joe Biden talks about microchip in the body. And there he is a few years ago in testimony when they're interviewing Justice Alito, and they say, mark my words, you will rule on the implantable chip. And in Mexico, if you want to be part of the Attorney General's office, you have to take one. All over the world, special forces troops, including the U.S., many of them are being made to take the chip. If you want to have a job in the next 10 years in the military, they're saying you're going to have brain augmentation with a chip hooked into the AI system to be able to pilot the drones remotely. This is all being announced. This is happening. And so even if you say, well, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The elites, the esoteric people, they saw the Bible and they saw what John on the Isle of Patmos said and what Daniel said, and so they're creating it. They're making it. Well, regardless, it's being done. John actually found the audio of it. Will you IM that to the guys down here, to David down here, so that we can... In fact, they tell me they just simultaneously found it. Pull it up on screen for folks. And we're going to go ahead and play this clip and then go back to your phone calls. Well, we've got to go to break. When we come back, we're going to play the clip, and then we're going to continue with the phone calls for everybody that is patiently holding. So stay with us. I want to talk to Mordecai and Israel and others when we get back. But imagine, 10 years ago, I'd talk about the move to forcibly implant us with chips, with prisoners and Alzheimer's and babies and the rest of it. And then now, you know, I was called a kook. Now it's just mainstream. They're going, yeah, so what? You got to take a chip. That's how we fight Al-Qaeda. You prove you're safe. In fact, I have Andy Rooney saying, you got to take a chip to prove you're safe on 60 Minutes.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit AcolaBlue.com. AcolaBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Acola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Acola Blue at ECOLOBLUE.com today.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
These are strange new days. Foreclosures are at record highs. People are losing their jobs. The threat of a terrorist attack looms. Food supplies are at an all-time low, and now we have a new untested president. The time of change is upon us, and to those of you who are in the know, you realize that the most difficult times have yet to be seen. Self-preparedness is the key to survival. Internet Grocer understands your needs and is prepared to help you through these difficult times. Internet Grocer has some of the most affordable prices on storable foods. Feed a family of four for up to a year or more and enjoy creamy, delicious real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443 from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
There's a man going around taking names.
All right, we're back live.
And he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same. There'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
Okay, let's go ahead.
When the man comes.
And go to this clip. This is Joe Biden, and then there's a bunch of C-SPAN angles of this. This is the one where it's on Supreme Court Justice nominee at the time, Alito, and they are asking him, you know, you will rule, mark my words, on the implanted chip. This is your new vice president sworn in tomorrow there with 47,000. Excuse me, I said 45,000 earlier. It's 47,000 more troops and police than are in all of Afghanistan right now, all to protect the emperor, to foster this image that he actually runs something or that he can save you. Talk about trying to get folks hyped up. Here's the clip.
Can a microscopic tag be implanted in a person's body to track his every movement? There's actual discussion about that. You will rule on that, mark my words, before your tenure is over.
And so there is Joe Biden, ladies and gentlemen. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Let's talk to Mordecai in Israel. Mordecai, welcome.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir. Thanks for holding.
Thanks for having me, Alex. Actually, I wanted to talk about something altogether different, but I've been on the phone listening to the clips that you've been playing and your talk with Jerusalem. I want to tell you something about myself and where I'm coming from so you'll understand what it is that I want to say. I consider myself a brother truth activist. I wrote a report several years ago on the acquiescence of the Israeli government in Palestinian Authority first strike attacks on Jews, and I'm able to send you evidence of how that report actually prevented such an attack. Many of the things that were said in the clips that were played before, I don't agree with, and I don't want to go into specifics unless you request it, because it would just take too much time. I know you have many other callers, and maybe if there's another opportunity. The clip that you played from the English Jew, I agree with almost nothing that he said, except for one thing that I feel very strongly about, and that's where he mentioned the manipulation of by the Zionists of the fact of the Holocaust in order to manipulate Gentiles into guilt, into doing things for Israel. I'll go further than what he said and mention the very fact of the Zionist complicity and help in helping the Holocaust to happen.
Well, that's on record. I mean, that's scholarly publications from universities in the United States. In fact, they funded Hitler from the beginning and made deals to where Jews weren't allowed to go to England or New York in the United States. They were blocked by Roosevelt and others, and then he was praised by the Zionists, and then they had to pay bribes to the Zionists to even be able to go to Israel. And so that's just government again. That's just elites again feeding on their own people in the name of saving them.
It's absolutely it's a story of the elites. It's a story of...
Well, you're over in Israel. Why did Israel get those billions of dollars from the U.S. to radiate 110,000 Sephardic Jews?
That's absolutely true, and that was the next point that I wanted to make. Is I wanted to praise you and thank you for bringing up the fact of the it's, I don't know if it can be called a genocide. We know why the United States gave the money. We know why Israel performed these experiments. The only thing is that people need to know that it's not just the Israelis against the Sephardic Jews. It's also the Israelis against the Ashkenazic Jews. It's the Israelis against all Jews. There are many, many people, and thinking has been so befuddled and clouded on all the issues. Like I say...
Yes, you have this Illuminati elite that sits above every group, playing us all off against each other.
It's absolutely true. It's absolutely true. I wanted to say, Alex, you should know that my wife and I, on all of the issues, we agree. I never call talk radio. I don't know how many years, 25 years of 30 years of political activism. Your show is the only show that I will call, because you're the only one, even though I don't agree with everything you say, and I'll tell you why. It's because some of the information that you get is from these Israeli newspapers like Haaretz, and for you to read that newspaper, Haaretz, and think that you know something about me, a Jew living in Israel, would be akin to me reading something in the New York Times and thinking that I understand something about Alex Jones.
Why would Haaretz come out and admit that Israel stages terror attacks?
I'd have to see the specific article that you're referring to. I think that anything that Haaretz does is for their own self-serving New World Order.
Well, listen, call back on another day and we'll spend more time. Appreciate your call. Good to hear from you from Israel. More calls straight ahead. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
We need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of 9/11.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calvin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calvin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calvin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all naturally safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
We will cover the ridiculous coronation of the new puppet-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, who the establishment is casting as the role of savior. If you just turn off your thinking cap, do everything he says, the youth brigades, the troops, the government jobs, the foreign banks openly subdividing all of our infrastructure, the NAPA superhighways, they will save you. I want to comment briefly on one thing Malachi was saying, and we're going to go back to Mark, Mr. X, Stan, Charles, and others quickly here. These callers all bring up such key issues, though. How do you not respond to them in some detail? And that issue is that everything is so nuanced and complex. You have to have the historical background, and you have to have the modern context, and then try to explain any of it. Is very hard to do because it oversimplifies. But when I get on air and I say, when you get to the highest levels of the New World Order, you find three things. You find Nazi occultist, you find Zionist occultist, and then you find a group even above that, kind of this Luciferian occult group. People make jokes out of that. Oh, the German death cult. Well, I mean, what is Skull and Bones? What is Bohemian Grove? What is the Israeli Supreme Court building? What are all these obelisks and all this occultism? I mean, we've gone over that. We know what it is. It is the Babylon Mystery School. I mean, I remember 10 years ago getting on air with guests and saying Madonna was doing Kabbalic rituals in front of everyone at her concerts. And for 5 years, she's been admitting it. 3 years or so. Why are they obsessed with symbols and numerology and all of this? And then I criticize Israel for sneak attacking the USS Liberty to try to sink it, to blame it on Egypt as a pretext to widen the war in 67, the Six-Day War, right out of Operation Northwoods. And then they're 100% culpable. But then I mentioned that the White House was involved, parked the ship there, wouldn't let the ship have aid, was clearly involved with Israel doing it. People say, oh, you're defending Israel, saying the U.S. did it. That's a psych warfare operation, folks. That's mental illness. That's intellectual dishonesty. That'd be like if two guys rob a bank, and I say these two guys robbed a bank. One guy's black, one guy's white. You say, oh, look at you being a racist against blacks, or look at you being a racist against whites. You know, or you're saying the white guy's guilty and the black guy isn't guilty. No, I'm not. I just said two guys robbed a bank. But see how intellectually dishonest that is. Or then I make a film like Endgame, and I show 20 or 30, I don't know, 25 or so examples in the film, in just one little 20-minute segment, of eugenics, killing U.S. troops, our own government, nerve gassing them in tests, Israel being paid by the U.S. government to radiate and kill many of the 110,000 Sephardic Jewish children. People say, oh, look at you trying to make people feel sorry for Israel. That's not what I'm doing. I mean, I'm showing how evil the people are that run Israel, that they would do that to their own children. But I show how every government is doing that, because this is the religion of the New World Order, is killing and hurting innocents. These are sacrifices they're carrying out. Look at NASA, how they only launch on certain meridian lines and certain dates, and they admit it's all occultic with the trappings and the mission names, and it's all Masonic. Look at how the military symbols and the Congressional Medal of Honor is a pentagram. I mean, all of this, our society is inculcated with all of this. And so the caller calls in and he brings up the fact that the Zionists literally funded Hitler. Well, that's declassified. The Milner Group, Lord Milner with Rothschild funding, before Hitler was even on the scene, said we're going to build up Germany, put a demagogue in, have him wreck Europe, then we'll go in and save the day and set up the world government. Out of that, they got the United Nations. They create the crises, offer the solution. So it's not defending Israel to point out that Israel worked with Hitler. And that's on record. It's stating the facts and saying, well, what do we make of this? What do we do with this information? You know, who is the real group in control? What is going on here? And at the end of the day, the issue is, I don't hate Jews. And I don't hate Palestinians. And I don't hate black people. And I don't hate Arabs, and I don't hate Chinese, and I don't hate Russians. I don't like the evil Russian leadership over the last 100 years, 90-something years, funded by the globalists, the bankers. I don't like the Hitlerian system. I don't like what our government's doing. It's an illegitimate government. I'm saying there's evil people team up together to take over governments, and they always use tribalism and religion to manipulate their own subgroup who will fight and die for them, whether it's Arabs or Jews or Israelis or anybody. When in the end, the greatest abuses are meted out. I mean, Hitler at the end of the war said, I hate the German people and they deserve to die and they're not good and I'm glad they're dying. And go ahead and, when he's in the bunker, flood the underground subway system, you know, flood the underground tunnels that everybody's in, kill them all, they deserve to die. And that's what I'm saying. This is sophisticated. This is nuanced. It is an indictment of the Zionist regime in Israel to come out and show how they kill their own people. And to come out and show how they worked with Hitler and wouldn't let Jews flee other parts of the world, or how on record how the Zionists would bomb Jews in Spain and in Iraq and in Iran and drive them out of places they've been for thousands of years to make them come to Israel. Why is that? Why do they want them all there? It's so they can be killed. it's so they can be played off as genocidal pawns against their neighbors. And that's what Albert Pike wrote about in 1879. The three world wars they would engineer, everything they would do. And it's happening. And so, see, if we as a people, Muslims, Christians, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, whatever, liberals, conservatives, old, young, black, white, doesn't matter, say we don't want foreign banks seizing our roads and jacking up the prices and raping us when they engineered the financial crisis to begin with. They engineer it, they get the bailouts, and we got to pay interest on the money we give them. Somebody goes, oh, you just like the Jews. I'm like, what does it have to do with the issue of no to the North American superhighways, no to foreigners seizing up all our infrastructure and national parks, no to the animal ID, the premises ID, no to all this regulation and control and CPS grabbing over a million children a year and the phony drug war? Ah, shut up, your government disinfo. No, government disinfo gets us to all fight with each other and argue over this or that or this instead of let's say no to world government. Let's say no to centralization. Let's say no to everything the global engineers are for. They're for collectivism. They're for open borders. They're for surveillance. They're for regulation. They're for centralization. They're for regionalization. They're for the FEMA 10 regions. They're for the CPS. They're for getting everybody institutionalized. They're for drugging the population with Ritalin and Prozac. Now over 100 million prescriptions a year for Prozac alone in the U.S. They are for drugging us to control us. They want to break up our families. They state in their own policy reports we've shown you and covered here. That's the issue. We're against the policies. We're against the ideas. We're against these wars. We're against gun control, victim disarmament. I am against everything the New World Order is for, which is all against the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I'm for the Bill of Rights and Constitution. They're against it. Therefore, I'm against them on all issues. And they want to sidetrack you from waking people up about government-sponsored terror and waking people up about GMO foods and how deadly they are and waking people up about the fact there's no law, you got to take vaccines, or the media saying homeschooling's illegal when there's millions of homeschoolers and it's not illegal, all these hoaxes they run. Instead of us coming together on real concrete things that we, in every poll, 90, 95, 99% of people don't want the North American Union, so we should come together and say no. 98% of Texans don't want the Trans-Texas NAFTA highway. So they claim they're getting rid of it, but then they say, oh, we're actually breaking it up into multi-parts. So we come back and we fight them on that deception. We sue them. We remove them. We expose them. We remove them from office. We know the electronic voting machines are fraud-ridden and stealing elections, so we expose those. We have petitions signed for a paper ballot vote to remove them. We get aggressive. We go out and we say no to the Patriot Act, no to the police state, no to secret arrest. We point out how the public's being conditioned to accept troops on the streets of America. Another example of this groupism and how they use tribalism, balkanization to divide and conquer us is Obama. All over Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, on the comments under the stories, people come in, and most of them are probably shills, and they'll say, you just don't like Obama because you don't like black people. No, I'm against forced conscription and a new national draft for the military, 18 to 24, on record, on the Obama website, and from a chief of staff. No, I am against open borders because the globalists are for it. And then we can go through the reasons. Deindustrialization, bankrupting the states, welfare systems and medical systems so the feds have to come in. Again, they wreck everything so they can then come in as the saviors. That's the system they use over and over again. It's just so utterly mindless. What's going on? You know, all the liberals want to prove that they like black people and aren't racist because they have all this guilt the media's taught them. And so then they all pile on and go, I don't care what Obama says or does. I love him because I've proven I voted for him and I'm proven that I'm not racist. And then black folks are like, man, he's a brother from another mother. And you know, this is such a great thing. And it gives us this pride. And there's that real pride there. And you wish it could be something good, but it's a lie and a fraud. The first thing he says he's going to do is double the funding for forced abortions in China. And that's not Alex Jones. The Huffington Post, of all places, came out with an article 2 weeks ago and admitted eugenics and admitted the UN's doing. And meanwhile, Pat Robertson saying China's forced abortions and infanticide is what they've got to do. And then you got the liberals over here saying it's bad. I'm now anti-black because I don't want people being sterilized or forced abortions in Africa? Or I'm anti-Chinese because I don't want dead Chinese babies? How does that work? See, but it's all like, hey, I'm black. He says, look, I'm black. The media says, look, he's black. It's change. There's no change. You know, a black cop can beat you down, whether you're black or white, and take you to a prison cell and claim you attacked him and set you up if it wasn't on camera. Just as much as a white cop can shoot a black guy right in the back. And then hope nobody got video of it and confiscate the video and try to lie about it and then he got caught. Tyranny can come on under any skin color. And let me tell you something, folks. It's coming under Barack Obama. All right, let's accelerate through your calls. Mark in Oregon, you're on the air.
Alex. Good morning, yes, Alex. And welcome back, and it's great to have you back.
Thank you, sir.
Alex, I hope you had a great vacation. You sound like you have as much energy or more than you've ever had, if that's possible.
It rested great. My voice.
Well, I think it rejuvenated you maybe a little bit, you know, from all this hard work you've been doing for the last 13 years or so. Actually, Alex, I wanted to make a quick comment just on what the British gentleman had mentioned in his call, and then I had two quick pieces of factual information to pass on to you. The British gentleman was talking about the whole goal, if I understood him correctly, of the Illuminati agenda and its current last stage of its known agenda, as most all of us, even lower-level Illuminists, are aware of, to bring the world into this consolidated one-world government, is actually the same as saying they're bringing in the rule of the Antichrist. As far as their view of it goes,
why do you say us low-level Illuminists?
Well, I think their lower-level workers aren't privy to actually...
But why did you say, you said as if we were their workers?
Oh, no, I didn't mean that.
Actually, they consider, when you talk to Illuminists, they consider those of us that are awake as on the light side of the Illuminists. See, that's how they claim they control all. And there's this balance between light and dark. It was funny you said that. You know, I say no to that title, but, you know, they say, don't you know you're part of the Illuminati, too? You're just on a different path, you know, and then they believe in all this weird balance. You know, they kill a million kids, it's beautiful.
Save a million kids,
it's beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
They claim that anybody that's actually aware and knows what's going on in the universe and who wants to know and who is into knowledge, which they say is the real wealth, they claim that you're an Illuminist.
Well, I wouldn't consider myself to be an Illuminist unless I believed on Lucifer as Almighty God of creation.
Exactly.
Like they do.
Pull up that Mason. I'm going to play that video on screen. Mason says he loves Lucifer. Pull that up on YouTube. We're going to play that. Go ahead.
But it certainly does give, I think, a very accurate picture of what the end or the goal of the end game stage here is, and that is to bring in the Antichrist, to put it in the most succinct word formation possible.
And any way you cut it, even if you're an atheist, it doesn't matter. The world leaders believe in the Kabbalah, the Babylon Mystery religions, the occult, Luciferianism. That's their main religion. It's on record. They're on record. And then they are manifesting it. So even if you don't believe it's really real, they are manifesting it and making it real through their actions. I appreciate your call. Mr. X in Texas, thanks for holding.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
If I could just have a couple minutes of your time. Thank you for having me. I know I sound young. I'm 26. I'm risking my life coming forward. I was given the CIA operative codename Mastermind in August of 06. The same Mastermind Bush got on the air and said foiled a supposed terror plot on Dallas, which is a complete lie and a farce. I am a psychic. I did not know I was a psychic until they began spying on me and following me. And really,
let me say this, sir. Send me your story in an email. A lot of folks that think this has happened have a chemical imbalance, and a lot of that's been artificially done. The public through TV, the culture is under mind control itself. But normally, these grandiose things where one person is, you know, doing all this incredible stuff is a manifestation of the sick society itself. Okay, Stan in Missouri, you're on the air.
Hello, Alex.
Hey.
I guess you probably heard that they're talking about bringing back the, banning the old cars off the road at 10 years old or older. A friend of mine heard about this on CNN.
Yep. And everything. Look, look, they're going to tax cows, sheep, your farms, your house, putting in new windows. Everything you do is going to be micromanaged. Everything you do is going to be controlled.
Yes. A friend of mine told a couple of females about this, and one of them lives in Versailles, she lives in Cocamp, Missouri, and works at Walmart. She said, well, they go take my old 89 car, they're going to have to kill me. Well, millions and millions of people, Alex, as you well know, own older model cars.
And the cops are going to harass you.
Yes, we know what's going to happen when you go down there to register your car. Say, sorry, sir, we can't give you no license. But I tell you,
and they'll tell you, hey, Stan, hold on just a second. They'll tell you it's a privilege to drive that car when it's not, but go ahead.
Yeah, this girl's living in denial. All her main concern is just going out here and buying her high-definition TV and buying Walker Texas Rangers. She'd had high hopes for her teenage daughter to go to a university in Kansas City. Well, she met up with a shiftless guy, got pregnant, living in a trailer with no running water or anything like that. Now she's moving her daughter and her shiftless boyfriend right into her own home.
Well, Obama's going to save us. Farmer Stan, longtime caller for more than 10 years. Stay there. We're going to come right back to you after this break.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you one of the millions of people who make New Year's resolutions? Are you also one of the millions who wind up breaking those resolutions? Would you like to keep at least one of those resolutions this year? Well, right now, success is one click away. Let this be the year you are going to protect yourself year-round. Pepperspray.com can help keep you safe by offering you the largest assortment of pepper spray and other personal safety devices on the web. Check out our monthly specials, as well as receiving a 10% savings by using coupon code GCN when you shop at pepperspray.com. Be proud of yourself this year for taking the biggest and easiest step in self-defense and shop pepperspray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988. Pepperspray.com wishes you and yours a safe and happy 2009.
Farmer Stan and more of your calls here in just a moment. I'm going to do a big analysis breakdown on Obama, where we're going, what this big distraction means, the big coronation tomorrow. Before I do that, here is a Mason. He's got his, you know, his Shriner's hat, and he's saying, I'm Lucifer. I'm beautiful, I'm virtuous, I'm good, and that Lucifer's God. Because they teach at the higher levels that Lucifer and Jesus are one and the same. And low-level Masons who aren't ready for this to be revealed, they're like, oh, no, no, no. But after decades in there, then they're ready to have it revealed. That's when it's revealed to them. So folks will say, oh, this guy's just joking. No, it's in the main Masonic books, Manly P. Hall, Albert Pike, all of them. And people who are Masons don't know this. Just go buy your own books. I mean, go read it. I'm sure that they're at the lodge for you. And but here he is. Here's the video for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, for everybody else on the radio. Here is the audio.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything bad about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
I am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the Internet.
Oh, amen. God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're,
what
you're
about
confirming
those hospitals?
It. You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to me on that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually,
no, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous, okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay, tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Well, he's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working?
Been working to help people.
What
like
kind
you.
Of work?
Okay. Get out of here.
See, this is what a Mason confesses, is that Lucifer is light. You heard it?
Okay, back to Farmer Stan. You know, not just restricting and taxing and shutting down the automobiles, but taxes on beef. Not just a tax on having a cow and then selling it, taxes when you eat beef, because that's a high carbon footprint item. A lot of carbon went into feeding that cow, and then its flatulence, the methane and the carbon dioxide it exhales, is a toxic waste. This is a literal tax on the carbon cycle. In fact, guys, Google carbon cycle for me and pull up an encyclopedia. I want to show people the carbon cycle of life. We're carbon-based life forms. It's a tax on breathing, a tax on life. And yes, all of this is happening. Just banks taking over everything, grabbing everything, no jobs, government, you'll all be on government welfare basically by the time they're done with it. I mean, it's just hellish. It's just hellish what they're setting up. Go ahead, Farmer Stan.
That's exactly right, Alex. They want to do away with crop insurance now. Department of Conservation, they want to do away with coming out and building the ponds for you free. We've got a high level of crime going down here in Pettis County today in Missouri. 15 businesses got broke into last week. And you're wanting to put the 20,000 troops out on the streets. You say people are living in denial with that. People, they think your show has become nothing more than entertainment, Alex. They think it's a soap opera.
Well, I wish it was a soap opera. It's real as it gets. Stay with us. Back in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.